Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Hi, Dr. Redletter. Good morning.
Hello, Stephanie. Good morning to you, too.
I'm sorry. Anti-vaxxers are making me crazy. I'm sorry. You know, we were just saying all of this, inflation, supply chain issues. As Secretary Pete says, solving COVID will solve all of this. And the fact that we still have Republican governors trying to working at cross purposes. I mean, the good news is Governor Abbott just got slapped down in court. And this was, I think, a great move forward legally that it's the Americans with Disabilities Act that he cannot ban, you know, he cannot stop mask mandates. So, you know, but here we are, Missouri's Republican governor mulls jobless benefits for anti-vaxxers after yanking them from everybody else. Mm-hmm. So it just must frustrate the bejesus out of you as a health expert and a doctor to see us so close to hopefully getting toward the end of this and just have constant fighting from the other side to stop it.
Well, it's not just that, Stephanie. It's that every time we turn around, there's something else going on. A couple of weeks ago, there were a lot of people saying, oh, we're on the, you know, the trends are great. We're on the downturn for COVID. And then we find out that COVID's spiking up in the UK, yeah, in the Netherlands, in Luxembourg, and parts of Africa, and so on. And then here in the US, of course, we have a complete hodgepodge of some states that are, you know, seem to be trending downwards, other states trending upwards. It's just, you know, we've overused this cliche, but it's the ultimate life game of whack-a-mole where it's very difficult to get a handle on it. And then you have a governor making a preposterous statement or announcement or policy, yeah, that is absurd. And not to mention the Aaron Rodgers types, yeah, who are just in the mix, yeah, adding more stupidity to an already very confusing situation. It's just absolutely wild stuff.
Doctor, you've said this every week. It was always going to be a race between vaccines and variants. Well, the latest story I saw yesterday, the 10 states that the Delta Plus variant is in now. You know, in this, here we go. We're at a tipping point right before the holidays, right before travel, right before the winter, where, as you say, cases are either, they've plateaued or starting going up again. It gives me terrible PTSD. I mean, I'm just like, oh no.
Yeah.
You said, hey, stay farm. Rogers is a lying, dangerous, reckless, horrible role model for American youth. He claims personal choice about not getting the vaccine. Pure BS if his choice puts other at risk. Time for State Farm to drop him. I mean, first of all, it's not a good lying. That's not the role model you want for your kids. He lied about it and snuck around. That's even worse.
Yeah, the combination of arrogance, lying, and bad information is, you know, it's in normal circumstances with sort of any kind of topic that would be, we can't have you exposed to our children. In this circumstance, it's the exposure to our children, and it's also putting a lot of people at risk of dying. This is what's so extraordinary. The guy lied, first of all, in August, saying that, you know, I'm immunized, which everyone, of course, took to mean that he was vaccinated.
Sure. Yeah.
So he continues to be in the clubhouse and play the sport and interact with his teammates and with other teams. And it's just preposterous. I don't see this as a win in any way for State Farm. Do you? I mean,
No.
Why would this be a good idea? There's plenty of other sports figures who have been vaccinated who are superheroes on the field. Find them, get them. You already have a couple that are on your, you know, on your payroll. So why use him?
Yeah.
Flexing.
Yeah, as Howard Stern said, when next time he gets broken bones on the field, bring in Dr. Joe Rogan and the New England Journal of Facebook. Okay. I'm expressing on behalf of your lifetime of training and work. I'm just expressing my
frustration.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. And you're a pediatrician. Here's, you know, Matthew McConaughey saying he's not going to get his kids vaccinated. He's against mandates for youngsters. He said, and they live with his 90-year-old immune-compromised mother. Vivek Murthy said, pushed back. He said, this is an opportunity to protect our kids. He said, it's okay to ask questions and seek credible answers from qualified sources, but he emphasized COVID is not harmless in our children. Many kids have died. Sadly, hundreds of children, thousands have been hospitalized. But this is the problem. People are listening, I guess, as equally to Aaron Rodgers and Joe Rogan as they are to Vivek Murthy. And it's I don't know what to do about that.
Yeah, nobody knows what to do about that. So, it's a terrible situation. And we've never, I don't know if you can remember anything, but I don't remember any kind of public health crisis that was this confusing with this many people spouting ignorance and things that they've acquired from the internet and social media. And it's a powerful force. You know, this is the thing about it, too. When you have a personal revelation, let's say your neighbor has a complication from the vaccine, it doesn't matter what the data is. You know that your neighbor had a complication and that's it. And now we have not just your, you know, physical neighbors, but your neighbors on social media who are talking to you as if they know you and convincing you that, you know, the vaccine may be dangerous or it doesn't work. And it's a really big problem that we didn't have before the advent of all this stuff on the radio and social media.
I said that to Carl Frisch. What a heck of a time to raise children. You know, it wasn't like this during polio or measles or wherever. And, you know, Big Bird is public enemy number one. I mean, it's so absurd. And, you know, I was saying there was a story that happened to be on Yahoo News. But I'm like, why doesn't the media cover more of the vast majority of us and kids that are thrilled and relieved to get our COVID vaccine, right? There's 80% of us. Don't we have, I think, at least one shot now? I mean, this one just said, my 10-year-old got his first dose of COVID on November 3rd. So far, his only side effect has been happiness. For me, the relief of knowing he's protected is palpable. I can finally breathe. And she does a whole story about how excited he was and how, you know, it's what the media focuses on. It's the, you know, however many few hundred people that won't get vaccinated and what their problem is, rather than focusing on the majority of us, right?
It's true, but the large majority of the, you know, regular media, the New York Times and those, legitimate news sources are good, but they are confronting the news that's on the social media, and that is, it's like the Wild West. There's no control. There's no editors. There's no fact checkers.
Yeah.
There's just this constant spouting of BS coming across the internet that people are just focused on. And it's very hard to confront this stuff.
Yeah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I mean, it's such the outlier. I mean, I have to give props to Geraldo Rivera, but, you know, does it cut through all the other propaganda of Fox News, right? He said on Hannity, the other night. Did you see this? He said, if I'm in your room with my grandchildren who are not vaccinated because they're too young and you lie about vaccine status and you sneeze on my grandchildren, that could be a crime. That is absolutely so selfish, when they were talking about Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. And then he said Sean Hannity, who's vaccinated, he said, let me be frank, I despise vaccinated people who are smug in their protection, who urge unvaccinated people to exercise their freedom. It's like the guy in the street who's telling the guy on the ledge to jump. Well, I don't know if that cuts through on Fox News, but wow, right?
It's extraordinary. It's just absolutely extraordinary. So, you know, you ask yourself, well, what is the viewer or the listener supposed to think after hearing interactions like that between a host and a guest? And you know, that we have granted this kind of special authority and intelligence to people who appear in the news, even if it's social media, and they are violating the basic principles of honesty and being factual with the people that they're trying to influence. I don't know. I would call that a crime. I would call that a reason to get fired, actually.
Yeah.
You know, you can't sit there with millions of people listening to you and say things that are not true and that are dangerous. I guess that's the overriding point there.
Yeah. Well, here's some good news. United Airlines, also, here's another legal battle, can uphold its COVID vaccine mandate that places on unpaid leave employees who've been granted medical or religious exemptions. A federal judge just ruled. He said it's a human resources matter and no airline staff member was required to get the vaccine. United said in September more than 97% of its employees had been fully vaccinated. Well, that's true. You know, they can take a not forward facing with customers job. They can, you know, test. So, I'm fairly confident these vaccine mandates have been upheld in court after court. Obviously, we're still waiting on the federal one. But yeah,
right. And actually, speaking of the federal one, this is really an important thing, because Biden wants on January 4th for every company that employs 100 people or more to mandate vaccines. And of course, there's going to be a lot of legal pushback and a lot of yelling on in our media about this. But the fact of the matter is that the federal government has the authority to make such mandates the rule. And of course, federal employees and contractors of the federal government, people in the military, will all have the requirement to get vaccinated, which is all good. And all that is going to make and is making a dent in us getting control over the whole crisis. Just as you said earlier, yeah, Stephanie, the more people that we get vaccinated, the faster we'll be done with this.
And by the way, you made a great point on Twitter, which I've made before. You said the new Pfizer and Merck oral meds for treating early onset COVID are game changers, but they're absolutely not replacements for vaccines. Pills and vax can both save lives, but vaccines can really slow down, maybe end the pandemic. And as I keep saying, you're also not playing Russian roulette mm-hmm. with your health and your life, and you hope you get the pill in time and you hope you're diagnosed in time. I mean, why do you want to do that, right? It's just get the shot. Okay. Speaking of which, as you know, we tell you every week, we are not the vaccine hesitant. We are the vaccine over-enthusiastic here at the Stephanie Miller Show. Just curious your take. I saw a piece in the Miami Herald. We've all had COVID, and we're all triple vaxxed now. I mean, for me, I'm in 2 weeks flying to not just a red area, but a COVID hotspot, my mom's nursing home, to see her. So, but this story, it says, do fully vaccinated people who had COVID need a booster? Here's what experts say. A lot of them said probably not, that having COVID was your third booster shot if you're double. But, you know, the other thing we were saying is they don't seem to know for sure. This is still new. They're like, the data's out. So what is your take on it?
About whether you should
this specifically article, it says, what about healthy, fully vaccinated people who've already had COVID-19, either before or after they received their shots? Some experts point to early studies that show a prior coronavirus infection acts as a booster when coupled with complete vaccination. Others say there's not enough data to know for sure. So, just was curious. Your take on whether we were vaccine pigs.
So natural disease causes you to have an immune response. How durable that is, how long it lasts, not clear, and there's debate about it. If you've had the disease, it is definitely recommended, of course, that you get the vaccine series, and if it's the mRNA like Moderna or Pfizer, you should get the two doses. Now comes the question, should you also get, if you had the disease and you got the two doses of Moderna or Pfizer, should you get the booster shot, a third shot? And my personal opinion about that, given the fact that I just want to emphasize this, Stephanie, that we don't actually know, there's not a study that says, oh, yes, you should. My feeling is that the more at risk you are of getting a breakthrough and of getting very sick, the more you should be considering a third shot, an actual booster shot. That's a judgment call. So if you have, I have a friend who's got a very serious immunologic problem with a very poor response, immune response to everything. And he should probably get it, and he had the disease. He should get the two vaccines, yeah. Which he did.
We're all healthy. We're just pigs. That was our point, is yeah. We're just, I was going to lie. What's the word? Lie. I was going to lie and say my workplace that. Because we work in close quarters without masks because we talk for 3 hours. But they didn't even ask me. I went to Kaiser. He went to CVS. He went to, where'd you go?
Vons.
They didn't ask.
Yeah.
They didn't ask. They didn't, you know, so I would urge people, get your booster while you can. I mean, I know there's supposed to be certain categories. We're not even in the categories, but they didn't ask.
Well, you know, and I've said this before, eventually everyone's going to need a booster
yeah.
shot.
Yeah. Yeah. We're sorry.
The pandemic is going to fully turn into an endemic yeah. problem. It means that it's always present.
Right. And now there's Delta Plus out there. So, you know, better safe than sorry, I think. Right.
That's a sweet thing to
Thank
say.
Thank you. I just thought of that. No one's ever said that before.
Kind
of Thank
like that. Yeah.
Dr. Redlener, you're the best. We love you. See you next week.
Thanks, Doc.